It's Radio 1's Sport Relief Challenge.
So I'm getting loads of text and emails from people who are doing various different things for Sport Relief. Simon, me and five friends are doing a sponsored ice skate on Saturday. The aim is to ice skate 10 miles in 3 hours. That's 140 laps of a full-sized hockey ice skating rink. If we hit the 10 miles, we should have raised around £500 between us. Plus, I make an extra 20 quid if I do it in a pink tutu. Simon, you so have to. And AD in Bolton, I've just seen Chappers and Dave at a very windy Reebok. Should we check in with them, Chappers?
It is a very windy Reebok, hence why I'm sat in the tunnel and not outside on the pitch at the moment. And I just want to say I love you, Joe Wiley, because you've rescued me from having a massage from Big Steve. So Dave is in a lot of pain having elbows.
Hang on a minute. So Big Steve, who drives the car, also does the massage?
Yeah.
He's big.
He's very big, yes. And you don't realise just quite how powerful he is until one of those elbows go into your butt.
No, surely they can't hurt.
Oh, you are kidding me. They're the most painful things I think I've ever experienced.
I've got you out of that then.
You've got me out of that. They're even worse when he occasionally lets one go whilst he's doing it.
Oh, lower the tone, why don't you?
I know, it's revolting.
Well, the reason you're kind of going through all this pain and suffering and running your guts out every single day is for a good cause. Obviously, it's for Sport Relief. And I know I went out to Ethiopia a couple of years ago for Comic Relief. So I've kind of seen some of the projects that the money from Sport Relief and Comic Relief go to fund. And it makes the biggest difference. I remember one thing when we got to out to the slums where loads and loads of people live in the most awful conditions, and they kind of wanted to show us this thing they were incredibly proud of, and it was a big procession. We went out and they showed us a toilet that had been funded by Comic Relief, and it was such a big thing. Lenny Henry was like a god out there. They just kept talking about Lenny Henry, but this toilet was such a big deal to have one to kind of, you know, cater to everybody who was out there.
It's absolutely unbelievable. I just want to say, Moyles gave us the toll this morning, which is around 53,000, 54,000, which is fantastic, and thank you so much to everybody that has donated so far. We are so grateful, and Sport Relief are really grateful. In the past, we've raised a lot more than that, and in the past, when we've done similar things, we've had signed shirts and signed footballs to give away. Now, because
it's kind of as an incentive, really.
As a kind of incentive. Now, because, as Chris has said, and I think we all feel, that there are faceless people in BBC offices that have nothing to do with Radio 1 who are making this as difficult as possible for us to raise money. We are being given signed shirts and balls as we go around, and at the moment we can't give these away. We can only put them up for, hopefully, for a Sport Relief auction. So the incentive to donate isn't there. But
The incentive,
if you're just thinking, oh, we could win something, it isn't there. But I've been to India. There are kids who live on rubbish dumps in India who, at this very moment, as we talk, are scavenging around in human waste, hospital waste, dead animals and dead human bodies, trying to find little bits of metal they can sell so they can eat. They are kids in the northeast at the moment, because we met somebody from a project there yesterday who have got severe mental problems and could be contemplating suicide. Sport Relief, with the money they get from that project and stop those people committing suicide in this country, they help the kids on the rubbish dumps in India get off those rubbish dumps so they don't have to scavenge amongst all that waste and actually can go to school and get a proper home.
And
so
I think people might worry as well that the money doesn't get through, and like, you know, we can both say absolutely does
get money,
through.
Every single penny goes to save those people, whether it's the kids in this country, whether it's the kids in the other country, and we are so sorry that we can't give you prizes
but we would love your money.
So if your money isn't going to win a football shirt this time round, it will save the life of kids in this country and abroad, and people who are making this incredibly difficult for us might not give us stuff about them.
We hope that you listening do give us stuff about them and donate. Right, rant over.
Thank you.
Can I just say, £20 could send a child to school in Northern Ghana for a year, for an entire year. That's a big difference. £10 could pay for a qualified sports coach to spend an hour with a group of young people from a deprived area of Glasgow. They're just two tiny examples. The way they do it, it's that number again, isn't it? 82125. That's the way you text. You have to put the word Chappers or Dave to 82125. Shall I do the gubbins?
Yeah, because I'm a bit fired up.
Your support will cost £1 plus your standard network message charge. At least 64p from your £1 message goes to Sport Relief, depending on your network operator. All details are on Radio 1 online. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You're going to run.
Oh, boy, am I going to run.
You are fueled now. All right, you're going to run in just a bit, and we'll catch up with you in about 20 minutes' time.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, bye.
Radio 1 Sport Relief Challenge.
It's quite fired up there, as you'll understand. But that number again is 82125 if you do want to listen to what Chaff's had to say and get involved and support what they're doing.